just really showing them the type of person that I am. With me is my personality. My film speaks for itself. You know, my play speaks for itself. Me and the coaches, we understand eye to eye when it comes to football. Just, you know, just for them getting to know me in the interviews, really. Basically just talking to them, you know, they like to get to know us and things like that, getting to know my family and, you know, my background. I come from St. Petersburg, Florida, and, you know, things like that.
Do you have an ideal fit in the NFL where you want to play?
I really can play anywhere. Really in Coach Muschamp's defense, it was a multiple. We played 3-4 and a 4-3. So my freshman year, I played a lot of defensive end. Sophomore year, I did a lot of both, and then my junior year, we played a lot of 3-4, so I was the buck, and I stood up and just roamed around and things like that, so I'm kind of all over the place.
How would that help you, that versatility?
It can help me a lot, just because I can play anywhere. I can play from linebacker to DN, and then going in trenches and playing 3 technique to nose guard, so I can do a lot for a team, and that causes a lot of outfits for, you know, for the offense, and really just, you know, stressing the offensive coordinators out and things like that. Yeah, it's just an advantage just to be able to play. I was able to play both. I really was a linebacker growing up, and I went to defensive end my 10th grade year, and I just started learning the position. I really liked it, and I just, you know, was fortunate enough and versatile enough to be able to play both. So,
Dante, what's your experience with Dan?
It was crazy. I mean, just being able to be with Dan Quinn for that 1 year, he taught me, like, so much that was able to, you know, keep me from, like, I had enough information for 4 years if I was able to be there a long time. And he was just a great coach, you know, a player coach type of guy. And he was just smart. You know, he was a man, and he taught me how to become a man and things like that. So I was hurt when he left, but I knew he was going to do great things. And he's just, you know, accomplishing his goals and his dreams just like I am too, and I'm proud of him. I mean, they're my home team, you know, so – I like the Bucks. I like the Bucks, but you know, the Bucks are the Bucks. You know what I mean? growing up, Ray Lewis was my favorite player, and I like DeMarcus Ware when he was at the Cowboys and things like that, just because he was really good at putting his hand in the dirt and playing linebacker, and I feel like I can do both. But, you know, now that the game kind of grew and it's turned into a passing league, and, you know, new generation guys like such as Von Miller and Alden Smith, I look up to those guys a lot, and I try to work my game around theirs a little bit.
Dante, you talked about versatility. You know, Ronald Powell in New Orleans.
Yep.
What does he say about Rob Ryan and all the looks
he gives? He gives a lot of looks. I was watching him ever since he was at the Cleveland Browns, and he was doing pretty good over there. And I just like his scheme. He plays 3-4, 4-3, and he just let his guys go all over the place, and I'm that type of guy. Height, they had me at 6'2.5", but my doctor told me I was 6'3", so I'm sticking with 6'3". But I was 6'2.5", 261, so I came in at my goal weight. Yes, sir, 260. Excuse me? That I can actually do it all. You know, some linebackers are in some defenses that, you know, that causes them to rush, and sometimes they're not good rushers. And I can do both. I can rush really good, and I can drop back in coverage pretty well. I try to, you know, I don't want to think I'm a big guy. I like to think I'm a running back or a cornerback sometimes. So I like to go out there and mess with the receivers. You know, I can play in the flats. I can play in the curl. I can play everywhere.